The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
DW60's Press Row is sponsored by Brandon Boudreau and Love the Mouse Travel. Brandon can help you plan the right time for you and your family to visit the Walt Disney World Resort. Make vacationing stress-free by letting Brandon guide you through all the new policies and other changes like park reservations, My Disney Experience, virtual queue navigation, resort and dining recommendations, and much more. Brandon can even help you save money by applying new promotions after booking if they can be applied to your trip. And the best part about having Brandon help you plan your magical vacation is that it's completely free. So what are you waiting for? Start planning your magical vacation today by calling 228-348-1225 or send an email to brandon@lovethemousetravel.com. More information can be found on his Facebook page. Just search for Brandon at Love the Mouse Travel. And make sure to use reference code DW60 to let Brandon know we sent you.
Is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, Odyssey, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We are glad that you're here to find out what is happening over at the Walt Disney World Resort. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Good afternoon and good night if you're listening to the podcast. We've made it through another week. And it was another week full of Disney news.
July the 16th, 2021. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We made it. Made it through the week. And
yeah. It's been just another week. Nothing. It's actually been somewhat dry this week, finally.
Yes. Yeah. Last week, we talked about how we've had, like, insane flash flooding daily.
We found out the other day that here in South Mississippi, we have already had a year's worth of rain.
Yeah, we've surpassed our average total rainfall. It's July.
Yeah. So hopefully it's going to get a little bit drier so I can cut the grass every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Without sinking into the soil.
Our yard is on a slope, and he's like, I'm going to slip if I go out there.
Yeah, at one point, I think I could have ran and slid standing or, you know, on my backside all the way down to the bottom of the backyard and not stopped. That's how saturated the ground was.
Yeah.
And then now it's turned hot again, like humid.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't know. But I do hear that we are supposed to be tropical system free for the rest of July.
Interesting.
That's nice to hear.
In theory.
I mean, come August.
Yeah, August, September, October is prime.
In August, you know, it's
oh my.
Oh, I don't like those. Give me the yucks.
Hey now.
Oh, hey now. Okay.
I just don't know something about those. Make me uncomfortable.
I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, you like this one.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk Disney news. That's what we're here to do. I want to start with a story of something that you don't do. This is something you do not do. Okay.
I was thinking the other day, we need a theme song for these, like, dumb news stories. You know, the guns and diaper bags.
Oh, yeah.
All that
stuff.
Yeah. We need like a theme song.
There is a 31-year-old who faces trespassing charges, petty theft charges, and a whole bunch of other things because this man climbed a wall to sneak into the Magic Kingdom. His name is Johnny Tran, 31 years old, was arrested back on May the 23rd at Walt Disney World. Just before noon, he didn't pay for parking at Disney's parking lot. And a uniformed security guard posted at a checkpoint along a walkway leading from the Contemporary to the Magic Kingdom said that he saw Tran near the entrance to a bus driver's break room and then watched him as he looked around and then walked up and he just climbed over to gain entry to the park right then and there in that area.
Trying to like climb the wall.
Yeah. He got in. He watched him as he went over to Tony's Town Square restaurant, then immediately walked back out, removed an overshirt. The guard said that he, you know, made contact with Tran, took him to a security office and that's when everything else happened. Like I said, he's facing charges of trespassing, petty theft for failing to pay for parking, and an entrance fee for the park as well.
Yeah, I'd throw the book out.
So, yeah.
Just on principle.
Just because.
Yeah.
Folks, you know, Walt Disney World is a fun place to go to. It is so much fun. I get that it's a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not getting any cheaper. You know, but it's not worth going to jail for. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's not worth it to do all that, to climb a fence and not pay for parking and all that other stuff and everything else. Just save your money and then go and then have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to go to jail and have, you know, a criminal record for the rest of your life because you're not getting out of this one.
What are you in here for?
Yeah.
I climbed the wall at the Magic Kingdom.
I snuck in to see Mickey, you know.
Mickey Mouse, put me in the slammer.
You know. So, Mr. Tran, hope from now on your life is a little bit better.
I hope it was worth it.
Yeah, I hope it was worth it. Good news, this Sunday, July the 18th.
Sunday.
After a long absence and people wondering what in the world is going on, Epcot Monorail is going to be resuming service on Sunday.
Woohoo!
How long have we waited for this? And we're not even there.
I know. I'm happy that it's back, though.
You know. It was good to hear. Cast members have been, you know, spotted at the Epcot station and the TTC station. Seeing monorails run and everything else, getting tested and stuff like that, so no longer will you have to ride a bus. You got the option to take the monorail if you want to.
Good.
Nice to hear.
I'm glad it's back. Yeah. Now we just need parking trams.
Parking trams. I saw something about that. It's a rumor. But transportation operations cast members, along with maintenance crews, were spotted at the transportation to ticket center. It seems that they're getting ready for the return of the tram service at the Magic Kingdom. It's been out of service ever since July 2020. They have not come back at all, but they have been spotted around the trams. Maybe the trams have been testing out a little bit.
We saw the trams when I was there last weekend. Yeah. Just sitting in the parking lot.
Just sitting there, not moving or anything. Wow.
It's like they're right there. Just turn them on.
But I know there's a lot of people out there who are just so tired, especially at places like Epcot and the Magic Kingdom, parking.
Yes.
As many people that are going right now to Walt Disney World, parking so far out and having to walk that long distance. I'm already walking enough as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can
the
you give me a little tram action, you know?
At the end of the night, I was telling our friends last week, and I was like, one time I had to push Jeff in a wheelchair back to the car.
Heck yeah.
I remember that.
To be fair, you had bronchitis.
I did. I was sick as a dog, you know. But.
You're a trooper.
I was like, there's a picture of that, too. You've got a picture of that.
I think Tracy
if you
took
find
a
it, post it in the...
I'll post it in the Discord.
The Discord.
I think I have it
picture
somewhere.
Me in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Try not to post it anywhere else, please. I don't want that spreading around. I was tired. I didn't feel good, but man, I got through that day at Epcot.
Uh-huh.
I did.
To watch the holiday ending of Illuminations.
It wasn't the fact that I had bronchitis. No, that was not it. It was when I had, I think it was a really, really, really bad blister on my foot. Remember, because I was wearing sandals that day. I think that's what it was.
I don't remember.
I don't think
that
it was
bronchitis. That is the trip you got bronchitis, though.
I did get bronchitis on the trip, though. Yeah, but I think it was my feet that hurt so bad because of a blister.
Hey, those are bad. I had to buy new shoes at the parks last weekend.
Yeah, you did.
My shoes were rubbing my feet. I just wore the wrong shoes. They're rubbing my feet, and I got blisters, which I never really get blisters at the parks. I got them on the balls of my feet, and I ended up buying new shoes.
Minnie Mouse flops.
Yeah, at the Contemporary, because I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. According to a post on Facebook, seems that the Shades of Green Resort is going to participate in the early theme park entry starting on October 1st this year. It's one of the few on Walt Disney World property that was initially off the list of eligible hotels. But Disney has not announced any type of a change. They haven't updated their website or anything else like that. But still, it's nice to see because Shades of Green, of course, is the military resort.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the Polynesian.
If you're active duty, reserve, DOD employee, veterans,
mm-hmm.
You can stay out there for a real nice price. And the resort is beautiful.
It is.
It's right on the golf course.
The rooms
beautiful.
Are large.
Yeah, they're great. Love Shades of Green. Great place to go and visit. Beautiful, beautiful area. But it's nice to know they're going to get that extra 30 minutes in the park.
I mean,
we were just talking about that.
You got to leave. It'll take you 30 minutes just to get from Shades of Green to another park.
You know, the good thing about Shades of Green, too, is that it's a very short walk to the Poly.
It is.
If you wanted to do, let's say, breakfast or dinner over at Ohana's, which is back open now.
Yes. To mixed reviews.
Very mixed reviews.
I saw a Ohana reservation pop up today, and by the time I went to get it, it was gone.
Oh, no. Yeah. Today? You saw it?
Not for today, but I saw it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking
for
about.
Today.
Yeah.
But I saw it today.
Mm. We'll just have to check back every day. But yeah, mixed reviews. My breakfast, you know, it's breakfast stuff. That's nothing really to rant and rave about.
Yeah, we've done breakfast. Yeah. It was fine. The characters were probably the best part of it.
Probably.
And
yeah, just breakfast food.
Yeah. And if there's no characters, then it's kind of
But it's the dinner that people are kind of going, it's good. It's not what it used to be.
Just shrimp casserole.
Yeah, why not just the shrimp on the skewers that you normally had? Why not that? Why the casserole? I don't get that.
I don't know.
I hear there's not a lot of shrimp in the casserole in the first place.
You never heard anyone say, pass the shrimp casserole, please. Like, give me another helping of shrimp casserole. It's just, no.
That's some pretty good
shrimp casserole. No thanks.
Oh, thank you. I'll pass. According to cast members, VIP tours are no longer accessible when it comes to the attraction Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
So they weren't.
They were, and then they're not.
They were not, and then they did a test for like a couple days where you could without a boarding group, and now they're not anymore. Like, it was just for those few 2 or 3 days.
So whether you have X amount of money or whatever,
you still need a boarding group.
You gotta have a boarding group. I don't care if you're Justin Timberlake or not. You're gonna stand in line. You may get special access with that, you know, time that you're gonna get. It'll take you through a back door, but you still gotta get that boarding group, you know. So I think that's just right. I think it is. It's one of the most popular attractions on the entire property, and I don't think people should get special treatment for it. Even if I had the money, I don't think I'd ask for it.
No, I mean, just get a boarding group.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait in line for anything else all day long.
That's right. Just that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to kill you. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings is recommending that all residents, including those who are fully vaccinated, wear a mask while indoors. because the COVID-19 positivity rate in Central Florida has climbed to nearly 8%. He says it comes after a high-risk designation by the CDC and prevention for the country. So I haven't heard anything that's been implemented. It was just a suggestion. Disney has not done anything. Universal has not done anything, and anybody else. So it's just kind of wait and see on this. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Orange County is back up near 600 cases a day.
That's not good.
Crazy.
That's that variant. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. So we'll watch that, see what happens. I mean, if Disney does decide that they want to implement people wearing a mask inside again, they can. That's the thing.
This is the reason that we've talked about, like, ripping the Band-Aid off, where we think maybe they should have done things a little slower.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
But the masses cried, no more masks, no more masks. Okay, well, see what happens. Maybe it'll die back down again. That'd be a great thing.
Hopeful. Wishful thinking.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. A brand new platform has been assembled over on Discovery River at Disney's Animal Kingdom for the new daytime show, which is called Disney Kite Tales, which is going to be starting on October the 1st for the world's most magical celebration.
We said, we want parades. And Disney said, what about kites? No.
Just as good, right? You loved them on Epcot forever, so why don't we do them during the day? No.
How about kites? How about not?
No. How about a parade? The Swan Reserve is set to open on September the 1st. It's going to offer couples new wedding venues for their special day, which includes a rooftop option that offers a stunning view of the Walt Disney World Resort. Have you checked this out?
I have.
What'd you think?
I saw a couple reports calling it like a Disney wedding, saying that, you know, but it's, I want to be very clear that it's not booked through Disney Fairy Tale Weddings. You book through the Swan. Through Swan and Dolphin, and book through, there's a company called Just Mary that does wedding coordination in Central Florida. And you can use them to book it. It looks gorgeous.
I still like our choice. I've seen pictures. I like our choice better.
Yeah.
Still a fan.
Yeah.
Still
a fan. I know we looked here. We looked at Shades of Green. We looked at a lot of places.
This is very exciting news for a lot of people right here, okay? And I'm just going to tell you right now, it is a rumor, okay?
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
It is being said that on August the 16th, 2021, Jelly Rolls over on the boardwalk is going to be opening back up. They may be raising the cover charge from $15 to $20 to $25 per person, and they will have new talent playing the pianos.
Yeah, a lot of the people left.
Yeah, they went other places. They had to work.
Yeah.
You know?
They went to like freelance type of places. You can see most of them actually at the Boathouse for brunch.
See? Look at that. But still, Jelly Rolls opening back up August 16th, possibly.
Exciting.
Very.
Atlantic Dance Hall is reopening soon as well, so.
That place, I tell you what.
The nightlife on the boardwalk is coming back.
Ooh, the dance hall. I've heard some stories about that place. Tell you what.
I've never been. Our friends Adriana and Jim had their wedding reception there.
Sounds like it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go, but
it sounds like totally would have gone.
I don't know.
Partay.
There have been some new signs that have appeared backstage, near the backstage facilities over at the Magic Kingdom, which now prohibit photography, video recording, and live streaming. Now, these signs are going to be appearing around Reams Road, Floridian Way, World Drive, and a lot more between the Magic Kingdom and the real estate area that is not owned by Walt Disney World, specifically behind the Magic Kingdom and cast area and everything else over there, which include Disney University, holiday services, transportation storage, central shops, and other things that are back there as well. Never have I seen anything like this before, where Disney has had to post signs telling you not to not to record, not to live stream. You can't, I mean, this is weird. Like,
which
what's going on back
strange.
There?
Strange. Yeah. I mean, we've driven through there. It just, there's nothing back there.
Literally, there is nothing back there.
There's like the monorail storage. There's some laundry facilities.
Ooh. Gotta have live video of that.
What
place.
Else have we seen back there? Some softball area.
Wasn't cast cast member apartments back there too in that area?
No, or there are apartments, but not the like CP housing, not over there.
Yeah. But there's just nothing back there. I don't see the point in going back there. We've got a live stream from back here behind the Magic Kingdom.
At Laundry Services.
At Laundry Services. Let's see how cast members wash their uniforms. Woo!
Heck yeah!
Makes me wonder what they're going to be doing back there.
I don't know.
Like, are they doing something?
Is something planned?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is
I don't
it expanding?
Know. It's just weird. It's just, there's no point. There's no point to it whatsoever. So stop. I will say the monorail facility is cool to look at.
It is cool.
How they just back them up into this facility to where they do the maintenance and probably cleaning and all kinds of other stuff.
There's a tour that you can take. It goes into Holiday Services and you can see all the holiday decorations
and
storage.
I'd love to go in there. I'd love that. That'd be cool. We've been over to the Disney University area.
Mm-hmm.
And that shop that's over there for cast members and stuff like that. A friend of ours was a cast member at the time. She took us over and gave us a quick 5-minute, hey, this is a building.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Jeff got a lanyard.
I got a lanyard.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah. Not much to it, but nothing really that I need to jump onto YouTube Live for.
No.
You know? Don't tell anybody that we're going to. There's nothing there. Disney University. That was over there.
Yeah, some buildings.
Yeah. So don't do it while you're back there. Just keep on driving or keep on walking. That's all you got to do. All right, this is really cool to hear about. Of course, we've got fireworks back at the Walt Disney World Resorts. Lots more magic that you can check out. And we have found out that firework cruises are available once again at the Walt Disney World Resort. You can book a private fireworks cruise to enjoy Epcot forever over at the World Showcase Lagoon or Happily Ever After on the Seven Seas Lagoon or by Bay Lake. All you have to do is call 407-WDW-PLAY and you can book that cruise.
They're awesome. I've done one.
You have.
They're pretty cool. There's some snacks and beverages. And
what kind of snacks do they have?
Like cookies and chips and stuff.
Nothing like cookies and chips while you're watching fireworks.
And soda.
Some pop.
Yeah, and you can order food and stuff from whatever resort your fireworks cruise leaves from. You can order from their in-room dining menu and have it delivered to you.
You remember what the price was?
It is $400.
Whoa!
But if you have 10 guests, you know, it's a little bit more.
My goodness. That's expensive.
It depends, you know, the price changes on the day of the week and the time of year, and I don't think it was $400 when we went.
$400? I'll take one.
Yeah, sign me up.
Why not?
Yeah, $299 or $399, but yeah. Cray cray.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's a lot. That's
yeah,
a lot.
For 10 people, if you think about it that way.
It's split it up, you know, between friends and family and everything else.
Yeah.
It's really not costing all that much. I got
to
be honest with you.
The Grand One yacht when we were looking at wedding stuff to do our rehearsal dinner. And what was that? Do you remember what that was? I think it was $700 or $800. I think it was $800.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
But it was on a huge boat, though.
That's a literal yacht.
And you had the like
you had a butler,
And everything. Yeah. So, I mean, that would be even cooler, I think. Yeah, sure. I mean, and it was just going to be me and you.
No, for rehearsal dinner.
Was it rehearsal dinner? I thought it was just me and you. Oh, no, that was the dinner on the balcony over at the Grand Floridian we were thinking of.
That was the private dining.
That's right.
I mean, that has a butler, too.
We weren't looking to spend any money for that wedding. Not really, no. Going all out the way we were trying to do.
We tried to spend money, Disney,
we did.
Okay?
We did, because we wanted to do all these different things, and Disney's like, no, I'm sorry, it's not available.
We were going to do our rehearsal dinner at Trader Sam's. Closed. We were going to rent the Grand One yacht and do it on there.
Closed.
We tried to eat dinner on our wedding night at Victoria and Albert's. Closed.
Wanted to do our pictures over at the
Port Orleans
closed. You know,
we could not even take 1 year anniversary pictures at Port Orleans.
Yeah, because it's closed.
It's still going to be closed.
You know, so, I mean, so Disney, we really tried.
We tried to spend money.
And then you called up Paddlefish and they're like, yeah,
we'll take your money.
Come on.
They were great.
And it was awesome. But still, I mean, seriously, if you want to do something like that, like a cruise, I've never been on it, and I still recommend it 100%, because I even hear after you're done with the fireworks and everything else, sometimes the skipper, you know, the captain of your boats, mm-hmm. will take you around and show you some extra things here and there.
Yeah, we did ours beforehand.
Yeah.
And they took us from the Polynesian, and we went over into Bay Lake. And they showed us there's like a tree that the recreation cash members, when they leave or quit or whatever, they throw their shoes on this tree. And there's a tree full of shoes.
Shoes. Wow.
Yep. And they showed us, you know, where River Country used to be. And they showed us all kinds of cool stuff.
Right. Yeah. River Country or Typhoon Lagoon? I hear they both look the same.
They showed us the wave machine. Where the wave machine was off the beaches and Seven Seas Lagoon.
Still there?
Part of it.
Part of it? Okay.
Just cool stuff like that.
Wow. One day I'll get to do things like that, folks. That'll be fun.
I always tell Jeff that should be his retirement job, is driving boats at Disney.
Driving boats at Disney. Those boats don't have any torpedoes or 50 millimeter guns. And I would be kind of bored, I think, you know, just maybe not for me.
I don't think you'd be bored at all.
Probably not. I would probably
just
love
it. Just drive a friendship boat across World Showcase Lagoon all day.
Especially if we got caught in the rain like you and I did one time.
Oh my gosh. It's torrential downpour.
It was so bad, but it was fun.
And there was like three people on the boat. We were like, all right.
No, it was just me and you.
Oh,
me and you and two of the skippers, and that was it.
We're just like, cool.
And he's like, if you're not supposed to do this, but if you guys want to move to this side of the boat, even while it's moving, you can to get out of the rain. Because it was coming in sideways. And he's like, but don't tell anybody I let you do that. We're like,
okay.
Why does this keep happening to us where people tell us not to say anything?
Yeah, don't say that.
Don't say anything.
It's like they know we have a platform to say things.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Nicole's got more news here on DW60.
So, you want to win cool Disney stuff from the Sorcerer Radio stash?
Can I win? What color am I?
Tell you guys are looking for a winner?
I want it so bad.
Just visit www.srsounds.com for contests, news, reviews, and personalities from around the world. Disney World. Visit srsounds.com.
And follow us on Twitter at srsounds.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music. All day long. srsounds.com.
Are you listening to a radio station that sounds like this? Why do that? When you can listen to a radio station that sounds like this. It's Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Hey, this is AJ for the D Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney Plus. Each week, I bring you the latest news and rumors, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. Each week, we also have a weekly movie club, where between July 19th and July 25th, we'll be returning to our MCU series for The Avengers. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/discord, and I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms, with new episodes every Sunday. See you there.
I have a ton of food news, but I'm going to start off with the one thing that's not food. But it's important.
Important. Yeah, but it's food and wine news, you know?
Yeah, but this is important. Just listen, okay?
Just the one thing, but then I want to hear food and wine. Because I'm seriously hungry.
Two new babies were born this week at Animal Kingdom.
Two new babies.
A Nile hippo calf and a Western lowland gorilla.
Oh.
Isn't that cute? They're born one day apart from each other. Two new babies in 1 week.
Two new babies.
Both of them are out when they want to be on exhibit. So you can ride the safari or do the gorilla trail and see the babies. They don't have names just yet. But both sets of Disney Parks blog did say that both sets of parents were paired together to mate through the Association of Zoo and Aquariums Species Survival Plan, which ensures responsible breeding of vulnerable or critically endangered species like the Nile hippopotamus and the Western lowland gorilla. So good to see.
Song's still stuck in my head, by the way.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Christmas in July on SR, by the way.
Jeff was like, what is that song? I'm like, you've never heard it?
Anytime you mention a hippopotamus, it's stuck in my head for like a day.
It was like a year or so ago. You're like, I don't know that song. I'm like, stop it.
I honestly did not know that song. And now I can't stop thinking about it anytime you say hippopotamus.
But you want food news, and I have food news.
Give me food news.
Yesterday was the first day of the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. It was the first of 129 consecutive days.
Wow.
Of snacks and beverages from around the world over in Epcot. This year's festival is presented by Corksicle. We like Corksicle.
We do?
Yeah, you have a green Corksicle cup.
I do?
You do.
Which one? I've got so many cups.
The bigger one.
The bigger
like
one.
Like green with a clear lid.
Green with the clear lid.
Or other beverage. I'll have to show it to you.
I'm drawing a blank because I literally have so many cups.
So many green cups even.
Oh, that too, yeah.
But yes, we like Corksicle. They make insulated.
Yay, Corksicle.
Insulated cups. I'll show you and you'll go, oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
So 20 of the booths opened yesterday. And 10 more of them will open October 1st.
Okay, why not just open them all? Just do it.
I don't know.
Why?
There's going to be so much stuff happening on October 1st. I don't know why. Like, yeah. I mean, I do know why. They do it so you come back.
I'd come back anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm not going to do all 30 before October 1st. So, I mean.
No.
Come on.
No, but anyway. So 20 of the booths opened yesterday. 10 more will open in the fall. But there's two of the new booths that I thought you and I would be the most excited about. One is called the Noodle Exchange.
I do love noodles.
You like noodles?
Yes.
It features dishes like traditional spicy Vietnamese beef pho, char siu pork udon and shrimp, and coconut curry rice noodles.
Does it bother you as much as it bothers me when somebody calls it pho?
Pho. Pho.
Some people will debate with you. Is it pho or is it pho? I think it's pho because it's got an O in it.
You say pho? No,
I say pho.
But they have and coconut curry rice noodles. It's the last dish.
Yum.
Then the second booth that I thought you and I would really enjoy is called the Swanky Saucy Swine.
Heck yeah.
I love it.
I just like the name. But the food sounded good too.
Oh,
so they
goodness.
Have crispy barbecue pork rinds with pimento cheese dip.
Yum.
They have roasted porchetta with pork fat roasted rosemary potatoes.
Ooh.
And a lemon parsley salsa verde.
Good gracious.
They have soy glazed sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts.
I love it.
And probably stick to your ribs too.
Probably. I don't need that.
And a crispy pig ear salad with fire roasted tomatillo sauce, pickled red onions and queso fresco, roasted corn salsa and avocado crema.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello.
And then those were the two booths that I was like, I got to talk about those.
Okay.
But there was one more item that I just could not pass up. And it's from the donut box over at Test Track.
Okay.
Or near Test Track.
Yeah.
It's a crispy chicken sandwich served on a sriracha glazed donut.
Hello.
You can get the sriracha glazed donut by itself, but they also have one that is a chicken sandwich.
I can't. I'm trying to like...
taste it?
Taste it. A sriracha glazed donut.
I don't think I would like it without the chicken.
I know I wouldn't like it without the chicken, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I get like sweet and spicy.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't want a chicken sandwich and sriracha and donut. And
I
want to
try
good.
It though. That sounds really good.
Some favorites from past festivals are returning, like the cheesy bread bites from Brazil and the Kahlua pork slider in Hawaii. But those are the new ones. It sounds really good.
Ooh.
The rest of the booths that are opening October 1st is Lobster Landing, Mac and Eats.
Okay. Oh, I hear that one's always very popular.
They have a cowboy mac and cheese. It's going to have pulled pork.
Whoa, hello.
Ireland, Brazil, Belgium, Spain, the Alps, which has that raclette cheese,
mm-hmm.
Kenya, and India.
Over the years, what has probably been your favorite at Food and Wine all time?
I really don't know.
Okay, favorite booth of all time.
We always really like China.
I was about to say China. Yeah.
Yeah.
China's always been a favorite.
Yeah, the bao buns are good. The pot stickers are good. I had a spicy, or maybe that was at Flower and Garden.
Is that why I don't like bao buns here at home?
Yeah.
Because they don't taste the way they do at Epcot.
Then they're better at Epcot.
Like even when we go to the market,
mm-hmm.
Where we get all of our Asian cuisines and mm-hmm. everything else, and we get them there. And I still don't like them.
We have the bamboo steamer that like goes over the top. Yeah, it's still not the same.
What is the deal with it? That's so weird. That's okay, though.
Yeah, we'll just have to get them at Disney.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I'm good.
Yeah, that's always really good. Germany's always really good.
Oh,
what's the one? The schnickenoodlin. It's like my favorite. I'm probably like butchering it. But it's like noodles and potatoes and chicken and cheese and like a, it reminds me of hash brown casserole from Cracker Barrel.
Say it one more time.
No.
Say it one more time.
I don't know how to really say it, but it always looks like schnickenoodlin.
Somebody grab that audio, send it to me in a file, send it to DW60 and srsounds.com. I want to put it on the board.
Schnickenoodlin. Manamana, schnickenoodlin.
Thank you. Because now I'm just going to sit here.
But is that better than the hippo song?
Stop it. See now?
I know you're not going to sleep.
Hippopotamus. Okay. All right.
Hippopotamus.
All right.
So I'm sure we'll hear more about Food and Wine Festival because, like we said, it's 129 days.
Yeah.
Over in Disney Springs at Deluxe Burger, they have a new menu item celebrating Marvel's latest release, Black Widow. They have a Black Widow burger, which has Widow's Bite Scotch Bonnet Sauce. It's extremely spicy.
Wow.
Ninja Radish Slaw and Cheddar Lettuce and Grilled Onions.
I hope the burger's better than the movie.
Yeah, you really didn't like it.
It was good. It was not great. One person called it the best Marvel movie of all time. And I went, oh, no.
I haven't even watched it, and I would say that's not true.
I don't like the timing of the movie. It should have been done a long time ago.
To fall in
line with the rest of the story.
Right.
But
that is what you said.
But, I mean, hey, it's still a good Marvel movie. Not my favorite. But the burger sounds great.
Yeah, the burger sounds good.
Yeah.
Also at Disney Springs, they're celebrating the flavors of Florida. Until August 12th, they have over 30 restaurants and shops that are participating. I've picked a couple of highlights that sounded like things that we would try.
Okay.
As for savory items, over at Homecoming, they have fried gator bites served with remoulade and hot sauce. Have you had gator before?
I have.
It
tastes like chicken.
And is the texture of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's flaky,
it's good.
Like fish. But it legitimately tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Kind of like frog legs. Looks and tastes like chicken.
That is another item. They have frog leg lollipops.
Well, okay, slow your roll. A frog leg lollipop?
Not like a sweet lollipop, like it's on a stick.
Covered in a sweet glaze or something? Or
like, I think it's like an orange glaze. Those are at Morimoto.
There's some places that do like bug lollipops. They take like a cricket or a worm or something and they put like a hard candy around it. And that's the first thing that jumped into my mind.
No, I think this is the only like relation to a lollipop is that it's also on a stick.
Okay. All right. Then that's a skewer.
But it's not a lollipop. Like skewer. It's just like on the end.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, you can get frog leg lollipops over at Morimoto.
Okay.
Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar has Florida shrimp tacos with a watermelon pico de gallo.
New obsession with Nicole's fish tacos here at home.
I know he used to not like them. Not that you didn't like them, but that they like weren't filling enough.
Yeah, they weren't filling enough. But then you added your special coleslaw.
Oh, yeah.
And now I devour fish tacos at home.
You mentioned
shrimp, too.
Yes. Shrimp. I was going to say I was going to do shrimp tacos.
Yeah.
But yeah, these are shrimp tacos with a watermelon pico de gallo, which sounds good.
That does sound good. I don't know why, but it does.
Isn't it? And then if you're ready for dessert at Amaret's, they have a Florida Sunset Eclair, which is blood orange, dulce de leche mousse infused with orange liqueur and decorated with candied orange zest. Then over at Everglaze, they have a key lime pie filled donut topped with lime zest.
Eclairs, I've never been a big fan of.
No?
No. Now, a key lime pie? Donut? Yeah.
And it's like, it's filled with like a key lime pie custard.
As long as it's not too much.
It is a lot.
Like a good balance between custard and dough.
When I've seen
this. You know what I'm saying?
It looks like a lot of custard.
A lot of custard. See, I want more. I want that balance.
Yeah.
I want a 50-50 thing going on.
I haven't tried Everglazed yet. And I haven't tried Voodoo Donuts in Orlando, but I've had Voodoo Donuts in Oregon, which is where it's from. And Voodoo Donuts usually does a really good job of the balance.
And an eclair always seems like there's never any balance whatsoever. It's mainly just cream. And it just gets on my nerves. I can't.
Mm-mm. Like a large cream puff.
Just give me a glazed donut and I'm happy.
Yeah.
If the light's on, go get me a donut.
Go get me a Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. I'd do that all day.
That was my food news.
Food news. Yum.
It was mostly food with a side of cute baby animals.
One hippopotamus. All right, we've got emails, birthdays coming up here on DW60.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
Be sure to check out wdwdailynews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at wdwdailynews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Bringing more people together than ever before at one happy place, srsounds.com. Download Sorcerer Radio's mobile app today and hear the magic from your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. srsounds.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Oh my. I'm just trigger happy with buttons
pushing
today.
All the buttons.
I'm pushing every one of them. All of them.
The force is strong with this one.
No, we haven't done that one in a while.
No.
We did Doofenshmirtz earlier.
SDW6D with Jeff and Nicole here on Sorcerer Radio, Walt Disney Music all day long. SRSounds.com. We do have an email to get to, and we have some birthdays as well.
Yeah.
Don't want to forget about those. Let's bring up our email. If I can hit the right button on here. All right, there we go. Okay, so tell me, what does this email say?
This first one is from Todd. It says, Dear Jeff and Nicole, hello.
Hello.
As you know, Lisa and I are avid listeners of your show and SR Sounds all around. This past week's show, you and Nicole asked for feedback on the Walt Disney Company trends in increasing costs and, quote, pricing out the average family.
Yep.
Just looking at the last 3 to 5 years, he says, Disney is charging for parking at the resorts for those with reservations. They're choosing not to renew the Mirrors contract, so they're ending Magical Express, which creates extra travel costs and inconvenience. Canceling Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween and Christmas parties, making room for more expensive after-hours events. The removal of extra magic hours, which the Disney company is using to nudge people into spending on after-hours just to avoid the crowds. And the announcement of Fast Pass Premier, which will suit the higher-income families and may leave the average family suffering in standby lines. And then lastly, he said, 30 minutes before the park opens, only for on-property guests, buys you enough time to get from your car to the park entrance, and that's about it. Maybe time for a coffee.
Yeah, that's what we said.
I mean, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
When you like see it all laid out, you know, when we're saying one thing a week, it doesn't sound like as much, but when you have it all laid out like that,
true,
it's a lot. He goes on, it is a lengthy email. He does mention that, but he goes on to talk about like how he's grown up in Florida and all the times that he's visited the parks and how, you know, through his lifetime, he's seen the price increase just continue.
Yeah, that's true.
And it not be in relation to normal average, like, price increases.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He says that Disney seems to be creating more ways to separate us from the hard-earned dollar and harder for us to enjoy our vacation with family and friends. Said, I fully agree with what you said on the show last week about the ride reservation system. People are going to spend even more time on their mobile devices than they already do. As if people need to be lost in an app any more than they already are these days. They're going to miss out on the life around them and the many things that Walt Disney has to offer that can't be found in an app. It's very true.
Yes.
Says planning every aspect of your trip removes that spontaneity factor as well. We can't wait for Disney to remove the restrictions on park hopping, if they even will. What's the use of spending money on a park hopper when we mainly use it to jump to a park for fun, or when we thought we might get to a park that was a little less crowded? Planning ahead can't predict that. He's a bottom line. I don't like the changes I see. We hate to hear that cast members can't afford to make a decent living. And despite the writing we see on the wall that the average family is being priced out of a Disney vacation and that they're creating stress by overcomplicating a guest stay. Said, I'm hoping to catch some Christmas music, Christmas in July music. Best to you both. Yours most sincerely, Todd and Lisa. Yeah. Basically,
I mean, you've got
nail
it.
On
yeah.
the head.
Yeah, pretty much. And the weird thing is that this whole new Premier Access system that Disneyland Paris started just, I think, the other day or yesterday, something like that. It's not working the way Disney wants it to.
No, I haven't looked too much into it.
From what I have seen so far from the comments and the other things that have been posted is that, you know, people have standby passes for standby lines. But so many people have a standby pass that people are literally crowding the entrance queues to attractions.
Like waiting for their time to go in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's causing just a big traffic jam, pretty much. So, obviously, there's a lot of bugs that need to be fixed if Disney decides they were to implement this anywhere else other than just Disneyland Paris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So, I mean, I kind of agree with everything Todd's saying. Mm-hmm. I really do. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot that's been cut out, and the dollar amount just keeps going up.
Yes.
So take it as you want. That's really all I can say.
But yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Scott.
Yeah, I'd say so. 100%. Next email says this. Hey, Jeff and Nicole, greetings from Bay Lake Tower.
Jelly.
Kim and I are hope to be listening to the show from Epcot.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow, that is cool. just wanted to let everyone know who may be heading down for vacation what we are experiencing. As a veteran July Walt Disney World vacationer, I feel the parks are as busy or more busy than any time I have ever been here, including the 4th of July. The wait last night for People Mover and Small World were legitimately 40 minutes per ride at 7:30 p.m. Cast member said it was Christmas-like at least at the Magic Kingdom. Take care. That's from Mike and Kim.
Well, thanks for letting us know. That's crazy. I believe it, though. I truly believe it.
But, I mean, if I'm staying at Bay Lake Tower, I mean, I don't care if I'm waiting 40 minutes for Small World. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Hey, let's go over and let's ride People Mover real quick and then go back to our beautiful room over at Bay Lake Tower and watch everybody stand in line while we stand in our balcony.
From our balcony.
Watch fireworks tonight. Am I jealous, Mike? Yeah, I am. But I am truly grateful for the update and letting us know exactly what's happening over there as far as the crowds.
Veteran July vacationers. That is commitment.
Mike, you know, we'd love to vacation with you. I would know.
July, that's hot.
Yeah, it's a hot time at Walt Disney World, not just the temperature, but also, Kona, you got to stop that. She's been good the whole time until now, and she just decides to randomly decide to. Well, let's go to get you a toy. Why not? Sure, okay. How about birthdays? Let's do birthdays. Birthday time.
We got two birthdays. This first one is from Al Brennan. He said, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
I want to send a birthday wish to my daughter, Rachel, celebrating her 14th birthday on Saturday, July 17th.
All right, tomorrow.
Last year, Rachel spent her birthday at the ER testing positive for COVID.
Merp.
Yeah. She said her wish this year is to spend it anywhere but the hospital.
That's a good wish.
I think we can make that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so, yeah.
Her mother and I cannot express how proud we are of Rachel, and we could not ask for a better youngest daughter who cares so much for others more than herself. Her goal in life is to become a sideline reporter for sporting events.
Oh.
Same. That's what I wanted to do. And to bring about change in the lives of the homeless community. What a great goal.
I love it.
I love listening to you guys every Friday and count myself as a fan of Sorcerer Radio, DW60, and our daughter, Rachel. Us too.
Wow, all cool. Three.
It says, happy birthday, Rachel. Love mom and dad. It's from Al Brennan in Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes.
Love it.
That is what it said. Add it to the map.
Add it to the map and you get a...
Heck yeah.
And some... Sparkles. Happy birthday, Rachel.
14
years old. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. We do have another birthday that we need to get to. It's an audio message.
Yay!
I love the audio messages. Check this out right here.
Hey, this is AJ from Yorkshire in the UK, and I just wanted to wish my wife, Amy, a very happy birthday. Her birthday is Friday the 16th of July. Her favourite ride in all of Walt Disney World is Splash Mountain, and needless to say, she is absolutely devastated that it's being rethemed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mummy.
Happy birthday, Mummy.
We all love the show and listen in every week from the UK. Thank you very much for everything that you do.
AJ, thank you so very, very much for that audio message.
Yay,
for Amy's
Amy.
Birthday.
Cute little CJ and Delilah.
I love that.
Singing.
I love it. You get a...
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You get a...
Sparkle rolls for Amy.
And you get a...
Heck yeah.
A ding. Because it's your birthday.
We love the audio messages.
We do. I want more audio messages. More.
Even if it's like an audio email, or I guess that wouldn't be, you know what I mean? But if you had like a comment about the show,
yeah,
you can keep it under a minute and just like leave us like a voicemail basically. That'd be cool.
And I want to add something to that, but I'm going to wait till the end of the show in order to talk about it though.
Okay.
So I haven't even told you about this yet.
Oh.
It's just an idea in my head.
Well.
Yeah. So, all right. So for every, remember, you can send in those birthday shout outs to DW60@srsounds.com. So for everybody celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you.
Okay, pal. Make a special wish and blow out the candle.
Hooray! Have a great day!
Bye now!
Bye-bye!
See you soon!
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Okay, so here's my idea. And I thought about this a couple of days, and I've been going over it in my head. I love the fact that, you know, people send us emails about their opinions and their birthdays and stuff like that. But it's the audio emails that I absolutely love. So, we all love Walt Disney World. We all love Disney. We've all had magical moments.
Mm-hmm.
What I want from our listeners is I want you to tell us about your favorite magical moment at a Disney park.
Yeah.
And I want you to send us that magical moment via an audio email.
So just use the voice recorder on your phone. You can do it. You can use voice memos on iPhones at least.
Exactly.
Just record it, keep it to a minute, and then email it to us.
Send it to DW60@srsounds.com. Your most ultimate magical moment at a Disney park. Send it to us. I want to know what those are, and I want to share those with our listeners throughout the shows.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be, you know, an extravagant, I was picked to stay at Cinderella Castle. Just, you know, I was with my family on Main Street, and we were eating ice cream, and the fireworks went off, and it was just the happiest I've ever been at a Disney park. You know, whatever is your most magical moment.
It doesn't have to be a VIP tour or anything.
No.
You know? Just a moment that you just went, wow.
Mm-hmm.
A wow magical moment at a Disney park. Disneyland, Walt Disney World, wherever it was
cruise
at a Disney
line,
park.
Anywhere.
Tell us. Cruise line, yes, 100%. We want to hear your favorite magical moments. Send it to us. Send it to DW60@srsounds.com. Where can they find us on the interwebs real quick?
They can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Room Facebook page. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone over on Facebook as well. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Discord talking during the show live every Friday. And we're on Instagram at DW60 Press Row.
Make sure to check out the replay of the show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on SorcererRadio.srsounds.com. For those listening to the podcast version of the show, we appreciate you. Thank you for subscribing and giving us those 5-star reviews. We'll be back again next week. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, SRSounds.com, and have a magical day.